We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Infangela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
After the Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for like news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to the Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Yes, it is. What's happening? How y'all feeling out there? Envy, what's happening? Angela Yee, what's happening?
What's going on? Yesterday I got my second shot of the vaccine.
Oh, okay. I heard that second shot putting people on their ass.
In for it today.
What'd you say?
He's in for it today.
He what?
He's in.
You're in. He said he's in for it today.
Oh, I thought it was some kinky stuff he was talking about. I'm in him today. I said, what?
Because, yeah, Dramos, you already had your second shot, right?
Yeah, and I was out the next day.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. Everybody that tells me they took the second shot, they down and out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, when my parents took the second shot, they were fine. They had no problems at all, no reaction to anything. They were good money. I had a little soreness of the arm, but other than that, no problems so far. I took it yesterday, so we'll see. We'll definitely see. Mm-hmm. All right, what's going on with you? Where you at?
I'm in Detroit right now. Can you hear me?
Mixy.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mixy.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit right now. You know, I have a store out here, and so I have this wholesale day happening on Sunday. It's a big deal because that's a day when you can buy. It's just from 10 to 3 on Sunday. You can buy all of our products at wholesale prices.
Great.
You be traveling. You was in Texas on Monday, Florida on Tuesday, Georgia on Wednesday. Now she in Detroit.
New Orleans, L.A., Atlanta, and now Detroit.
Yep.
Mixy.
But I haven't been to a club or nothing yet. It's all work and all getting tested everywhere.
You've been in that damn airport just the same with a lot of travelers. But just be safe out there. Make sure you continue to.
It is not the same.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same. Airport
still traveling.
Airport way cleaner and got way more social distancing regulations than the club.
You're still traveling to hot spots, so you still got to be extra careful.
Except for Atlanta Airport. I saw a Negro get jumped in Atlanta Airport on Instagram yesterday.
I seen that too.
That was wild. Because you would think the airport is the place you see one of your ops and you'd be like, I'll catch you later. But no, these guys is risking getting banned from these flights for life.
Yeah, ain't that federal time? Fighting the airport or something?
I think it's federal time and the FAA bans you forever in a lot of cases. But man, boy, when these little Negroes mean on site, they mean on site. You hear me? On site, on flight. Don't matter.
You know how crazy it is? 50 and Jai seen each other at the airport and let it slide.
On the same plane.
On the same plane.
They was on the same plane and they hate each other. They've shot each other, stabbed each other, punched each other. And they was like, you know what? We going to let
you live. Airport. We let it slide. We let it slide. But y'all out there fighting?
Fighting in the airport. Lord have mercy. Hope the FAA bans y'all forever. I hope the FAA makes an example out of them. I really do.
My goodness. All right. Well, Justin LaBoy will be joining us this morning.
Justin LaBoy.
If you don't know who he is, of course.
Social media sensation.
That's right. He has a show with Diddy's son, Justin, on Revolt. Also,
respectfully, Justin.
Respectfully, yeah, Justin. And he's a social media guy. I didn't know he's from Queens, so we're going to talk to him a little bit later. And we got Front Page News. What are we talking about?
Well, yes, DJ Envy, now that you are fully vaccinated, there's a section for you at a Miami Heat game.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I had to pause because I never know where you're going to go with this. I had to just make sure. But we'll talk about it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Number one in the world.
Hey, calm down. Goodness gracious. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, the Miami Heat, they have announced that they're going to open two sections in their lower bowl only for fully vaccinated fans. And that starts with an April 1st game against Golden State.
Yeah, I see
a
lot
of people.
Yeah, I see a lot of people are starting to do that now. They're going to have vaccinated sections where if you did get the vaccination, you can sit in that section and you don't have to get as tested as frequently. But yes, you still have to wear masks. So we'll see how I feel today and tomorrow, honestly.
And just so you know, even if your kid, if you have children with you and you've been vaccinated, but they haven't, you still can't bring them there. So if you're trying to bring your kids to be in that section, they're not permitted to do that. Just ahead of time so people know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Atlanta police have detained a man with five guns and body armor in a public supermarket in Midtown at Atlantic Station.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-mm-mm.
A witness saw the man was entering the location openly carrying a rifle and entered the bathroom. That witness alerted the store management, who then notified the police. Officers immediately located and detained him. They recovered five firearms and body armor.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds super suspicious. But, I mean, Georgia's an open carry state, too, though, right? So, it's only a handgun you can carry, not an assault rifle. I don't believe.
So the suspect is Rico Marley. He's 22 years old. And just so you know, Publix back in 2019 joined a number of retailers who asked that customers not openly carry guns in their stores in states where open carry is legal.
Oh, okay. No, Georgia does allow you to carry.
You can carry a rifle.
Yeah, you
carry a rifle or handgun. I don't know about the body armor. Every time I go to Georgia, I'm allowed to conceal, but I wasn't sure about the body armor.
Well, you can't conceal. It's an open carry state. Don't you got to show it?
No. In Georgia, my handgun is concealed. I got a concealed license. Oh, I can carry my gun concealed anyway.
Oh, but Georgia is an open carry state, though, so you can't openly carry your handgun or your long gun. But, I mean, hell, if I was in an open carry state, I'd be wearing body armor, too. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, if these private retailers are saying, we do not want this in our store, you can't do it.
Yeah, and you got to think of the timing, sir. I mean, it sounded to me like he was planning something else, but who knows? But clearly, you still got to think of the timing with everything that's been happening this week.
That's not true, because I do my car show. So one of the venues I was going to do it in Atlanta, I was like, all right, so we're setting up the venue. I was like, all right, we need metal detectors. They was like, why? I said, to make sure that nobody brings a weapon. They was like, this is an open carry venue. You can carry your weapons in here all you want, so you don't need metal detectors. I was like, what? I was like, kids are going to be here. They was like, so? That's how Georgia is.
Well, it's not true, though. You said something's not true.
But, in some businesses, they allow you to carry your guns concealed or unconcealed in the businesses, no matter what, if there's kids there or not. It depends what the venue is.
Well, Publix says no.
Right. Yeah, Publix does not.
Yeah, that Publix.
Requested that All right, now, President Biden is holding his first news conference today, and that is going to be at 1:15. And so he has a lot of things to discuss. Obviously, there's been a pair of mass shootings that just happened recently, rising international tensions, also migrants crossing the southern border at an all-time high. So there's a lot of things he'll be discussing. The one win that he can't discuss right now, I would say, is people are getting vaccinated at a higher rate than anticipated. So this is the first nationally televised afternoon event that he's having with reporters. Y'all ready for this? Because with Joe Biden, the more you let him talk, the more he might say something he shouldn't have.
Lord have mercy.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Maybe you had a bad morning or a bad night last night, or maybe you just want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm calling.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing. I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
What's up? This is T the Trucker.
T the Trucker. What up? Get it off your chest, T the Trucker.
Man, this is for Charlamagne, you heard me? Man, Charlamagne, do not be disrespecting no Earth, Wind, and Fire. Talking about Ron the Osley brothers got this. First off, you got to remember, not the Osley brothers, but Ron Osley got two songs with R. Kelly. Can he play those songs?
Man, you know how deep that is in Ronald Osley's catalog?
This is 50-year-old beef. I love this. Let him talk. Records. Let him talk. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, hold on. So you saying the Osley brothers got Earth, Wind, and Fire?
That's what he's saying. I would probably lean towards the Osley brothers. Earth, Wind, and Fire is phenomenal, bro. Tell him why.
I guess so. I guess you got it.
Come on, you don't want to like that. You've been listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire all your life. Listen, get on that, boy.
We're talking about if Earth, Wind, and Fire beats the Osley Brothers, which, first of all, here's the thing about Versus. Nobody wins these things, all right? Wins. It's Osley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire. But it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. We know they're great.
Man, let me tell you, one of my favorite songs by Earth, Wind, and Fire is Devotion. I be listening to that song all the time. It's so inspirational.
Yeah, but when they got...
Reasons.
When the Osley Brothers dropped that goddamn Between the Sheets.
Reasons that we're here.
Ain't nothing mess with that record.
That Between the Sheets, Lord have mercy.
And what about September? September.
September's a fire record.
He just hung up on you. You guys just ruined his morning.
He just hung up on you.
After the Love Has Gone as a breakup song.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kiki
out here in
Houston.
Hey, get it off your chest, mama.
Okay, so I had a baby about a year ago, and my baby daddy has not been in the picture since she was about 2 months. I filed child support a couple months ago because he doesn't want to see her, he doesn't want to help, nothing like that. And then he got served with papers the next, like, a couple of days later, CPS hits me up and comes to my door telling me that somebody filed neglectful supervision, that I was hitting the baby, there's babies being abused, like all this stuff. And turns out, of course, that it was ruled out. And I just want to know, like, is this normal? Like, why? What's going on?
I've never had baby mama drama, so I can't tell you what's normal or what's not normal.
Yeah, me neither.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. I would think for the sake of the child that both parents would have to come together, but sometimes it takes a long time for that to happen, and I hope it does at some point, you guys work it out for the sake of the child.
Right, for the baby's sake.
Yeah, it's not about neither one of y'all. That is for sure. It's definitely about that baby.
And that's what I was trying to tell him. I don't care about he's with somebody else. I'm doing my thing. Just take care of the baby.
Right, that's it.
And he got people calling me, telling me all this. Oh, we need a DNA test. I'm like, okay. Take a DNA test, but you still need to take
care of the baby. No
problem. Oh, that's what it is. He's not sure it's his.
No, he's probably just being petty.
He being petty because he was at the hospital and everything, and then all of a sudden he gets with his ex, gets back with his ex girl, and now he needs a DNA test.
Are you gonna grant him one?
Of course.
Okay, so you confident that that's his sperm?
Oh yeah, I know for sure it's his baby, and he got three other kids by two other women. And he just don't want to take care of his kids.
We know his sperm works.
So.
Well, I guess it sounds like he's about to be on child support number 4.
All right. All right, mama. Good luck.
Thanks, y'all.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad
or blessed. Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie from Cleveland.
Hey, Stephanie from Cleveland. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. I have to get off my chest real quick. I'm super stressed. I'm working full-time in grad school. Just put a bid in on a house that I got accepted, so that's moving fast. And I started my own business, right? But... I went to go get an assessment to go to a therapist, and they're booked out until August.
What?
Ooh.
That must be a good-ass therapist.
It's just the whole system, I guess, is overloaded, so they're not taking new patients until August. And I'm like, that's a long-ass time. What? So I'm wondering if you guys are doing that Talkspace thing still.
No, we're not doing the Talkspace thing. What city are you in, though?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. It's got to be somebody you can talk to in Cleveland.
I think it's the system that my health care is in or whatever. I mean, she said I could go somewhere else, but I just wanted to try them first.
Oh, you're going through your insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I know if you was probably paying out of pocket, you probably could find somebody that could see you, I'm sure, as soon as this week, if their schedule permitted.
Yeah, I'm sure I could, but I guess I'm going to have to just power through.
Well, maybe you should do that. Maybe you should, you know, just, you know, for the first couple of sessions, pay your way until you get to, you know,
use your insurance. I did that before. I still got a bill with them.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, wow. I wonder, yeah, are there online options that accept insurance?
Yeah, I mean, you got talk, well, not insurance, but you got talk space that you can pay for.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good luck, Mama.
Damn, I wish you could find
it's
a therapist.
Okay. We're going to get through it.
Absolutely.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, get it off your chest.
So I just want to give a big high five to the U.S. Army, and I don't know about all military branches, but I know it passed for the Army. They did a bunch of updates to their 670-1, which is here, uniform dress code regulation. So now females are able to wear stud earrings. We can have different hairstyles. We can wear different colored nail polish. They took derogatory terms out of their regulation, like dreadlocks, because I know my locks are not dreadfuls. And they're just making a lot of updates in a positive way now for this generation.
Okay, well, that's dope. That's a good
great.
Thing.
That's great, yeah.
Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Salute to all our military folk. I sent my homegirl, Courtney, a package the other day, man. She's overseas, so I sent her one of those military packages, you know, when you need things.
Right. All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about the Joe Budden podcast. It looks like there is some drama going on behind the scenes. We'll fill you in.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, I saw people talking about the Joe Budden podcast, and it looks like there's been some issues with his hosts, Rory and Mal. I guess they have not returned to the show. They are missing right now. Here is what Joe Budden had to say about that.
I'll eliminate some of the suspense. Rory and Mal are not here, but this is Rory's seat, and that is Mal's seat. And whenever they feel like returning to their seats, then they'll return to their seats.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the best thing you could do is to just give time. Give everybody time to chill, get back to their respective corners, figure out what they want to do, how they want to go about doing it. But truth be told, and I said this in many of Joe verses, none of us are slaves to the audience.
Wow. Okay. Now, I saw Joe Budden going back and forth on social media. People asked him, when will everyone be back on the pod together? He said, when it's right. And then he said, strangers telling me the value of my friends is nuts. And he said, I'm not holding anyone's podcast masters. And he went on to talk about how this is not a fight.
If the run is over, we made podcast history. If the run is over. If you're asking me, I don't think the run is over.
I don't think so.
Either. I think everybody's going to get right in the friendship, mm-hmm. in the business. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's a real simple fight. Listen, I don't even want to scare the audience. It's a real simple fight. There's nothing going on. It's not even a fight.
Not really.
I spoke to both of these guys.
It's not a money thing.
It's a miscommunication. It can't be a money thing. It's too much money to go around.
Correct.
It's a pure miscommunication, misunderstanding, lack of information to gain a proper understanding.
I still don't understand what that means. But then he goes on to, I guess, saying Rory wanted to fight him.
We don't have that audio. You have that audio?
Nope.
Okay, I guess not. I mean, I guess in any group setting, whether it's a group or a podcast or a show, you get into arguments and fights. I mean, I wanted to fight Charlamagne a couple of times. I'm sure he wanted to fight me.
You be loving me, bro. Stop it.
But it happens sometimes. But, you know, it's a matter of respect. Right. And hopefully they can work things out. I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, like I said.
You guys always kiss and make up. So that's good.
Why are you laughing? That's the thing you laugh at. So hopefully they'll kiss and make up.
We all do.
All right.
We all kiss and make up?
You all kiss.
I mean, we all kiss and make up. We have conversations, you know.
Yeah.
Smooth things over.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Ja Rule's Fire Festival painting has sold as an NFT for $122,000.
See, we playing. I'm telling you, we got that goddamn First Breakfast Club promo that we can put up as an NFT. We shot that ourselves. That's our footage.
Let's do it. What are we waiting for?
I don't know.
How do we do it? Put us on.
I know how to do it.
Call Jim Jones.
I know how to do it.
And I know Angelina know how to do it. We going to definitely do it. We definitely putting something on the NFT.
Mm-hmm. All right. So good for him. He originally was going to try to put it up online. He bought it for like $2,000, but fortunately for him, it has now sold at that auction. So that's good news. And I'm not sure if we have this.
The guy bought it or Ja Rule?
No, Ja Rule. When he originally bought it, it was $2,000 and he just sold it for $122. It's a painting. It's a piece of artwork for fire.
What is, just a fire?
You know, the fire festival.
Yeah, but what was the painting of? I thought he owned it. He didn't own it. He had to buy it from somebody.
It's like the logo. He owned it when he originally bought it. That's how come he owns it, because he bought it originally years ago when Fire Festival was a thing. And now he has sold that.
Gotcha.
It's an original painting. Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about Versus. I'm excited about this because y'all know I'm a big SWV fan. And y'all know I love me some Escape. I love R&B from back around the 90s. And the newest Versus battle has been announced. SWV and Escape will be
Versus
facing
battle
off.
Versus with Escape and SWV is going down May 8th. So I'm out here just, you know, representing for my home team.
I rock with Escape. Escape got a couple of joints, but this is kind of an unfair matchup.
They not messing with SWV.
Yeah, this is an unfair
SWV,
matchup.
Yeah, SWV, SW to the V. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is an unfair matchup. I mean, SWV, you got I'm So Into You right here.
Weak.
Rain, you're
Downtown.
Always on my mind. Downtown, you're the one. Use your heart
what are the song
and not
with Wu-Tang?
Your mind. Anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this kind of an unfair matchup, honestly.
And shout out to the ladies at SWV. I know they listen. Shout out to Taj and Lily. I know they listen every morning. Good
What's
morning,
up,
ladies.
Lily? Salute to SWV.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
I'm excited about that battle. All right.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a good one, but it's unfair. It's SWV really is going to kind of manhandle Escape, y'all. If we being honest. And I like Escape. Escape got a couple
Escape
of joints.
Escape got some, they got some joints, they got too, but they don't got SWV joints.
No.
Damn with you on this one. All right. Well, front page news next. What are we talking about?
Well, we are going to be discussing why penises are getting smaller.
Finally, I have an answer.
What? Goodness gracious. All right, we'll get to that next. Is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here, and the General Insurance has been helping people save money for nearly 60 years. They offer the quality coverage you deserve at prices you can afford. Make the right call and go with the General. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply. Everything.
punk, man. You're a little punk, man.
Young punk.
I hate the little young punk talking, man.
If y'all ever see me get an HR complaint and it's a young boy, me calling a board up a young punk, yes, that's
young
true.
Punk. We're having a grown man conversation behind the scenes about Escape and SWB.
Hello,
and
this guy a woman goes, here, too.
That's right, oh, Angelie. We did sound old and black, though, because I'm sitting, we like, oh, Escape got four and a possible. You know what I mean? I'm like, SWB got a strong 10, okay?
This young punk says, guys, can we finish stop walking to the nursing home?
Stop taking a scroll through the nursing home.
I always said I would have loved to see SWB versus Guy.
SWB versus Guy. I love Guy. You know, I love Guy. I'm a Guy Records all day. I don't
know. Me too. That's why I love both of them.
I don't know.
What do you think, Dramos?
Shut up.
Dramos can't even name two members of Guy.
Guy and SWB would be a much better matchup than Guy and Escape, though.
No, Guy's not a person, you idiot. You know what? Let's get in some front page news.
Who Menudo is.
He know Menudo.
Shut up, man.
All right, pollution is shrinking penises, according to scientists. So that's another reason that you guys should care about the environment. And scientists are saying it's also lowering sperm count and fertility in women.
I read that article yesterday.
I bet you did.
I did.
I bet you was happy, too.
Like, why is this happening? They
say, is this shrinkage permanent? It's not even that cold out.
Now, chemicals in our environment and unhealthy lifestyle practices in our modern world are disrupting our hormonal balance, which is causing various degrees of reproductive havoc. They said in some parts of the world, the average 20-something woman today is less fertile than her grandmother was at 35. They also said that the chemicals and pollution is seeing the volume of testes reduced along with penis size and quality of sperm.
Why the penis, though? Like, why of all things? Why is it affecting the penis in particular?
Sounds so hurt.
You know, so you don't care about our bodies as women? You just care about your penis size?
You don't care about ruining the world? Just
I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't even hear nothing after you said penis size. I swear to God, I did not hear anything else. Because I read your story yesterday. I'm trying to figure out why the penis?
Well, you see the hormonal balance, which is affecting your testes, which I guess in turn affects your penis.
I'm telling you, man, every now and then, guys, you just got to order those penis enhancement pills that you see on Pornhub, bro. Just order the Magna RX. Just order it.
I better
take it.
Stop eating pork.
I've been stopped eating pork, but trust me, if that was the case, I'd have had a huge penis a long time ago.
All right.
What?
Well, if it was a spliff, we'd all be high, right?
That would show them to the whole folks. Okay, even the whole slang. If it was a spliff, we all get high. What the hell?
I think that still applies.
You don't remember that?
I do.
All right, you can now buy a Tesla with Bitcoin, according to Elon Musk. The only problem with this is that the IRS treats Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency as property. So when you get rid of it, when you buy things, they tax you. So you could owe a lot in taxes when you do that. So just keep that in mind. But yes, a starting price for a Tesla vehicles range from about $38,000 to $80,000. And you can buy a Tesla now.
You know what I got yesterday? They let me test drive it for a couple of days. The new Ford Mustang Mach. It's a similar to Tesla. It's all electric. It's about, I don't think it's that expensive. I think it ranges from, I think, $20,000 to $60,000, depending on options, I believe. And it's not that bad. It's a really nice electric car. I really like it.
Okay, good to know. Mm-hmm. My lease is actually up, I think, at the end of this year. I have 17,000 miles on my car for almost 3 years. Is that insane? Like, we haven't really gone anywhere or done anything. So
yeah, that's crazy.
All right, and they're about to legalize recreational marijuana in New York. So that looks like it's getting fast-tracked. So first of all, I didn't know it wasn't legal now, because the way people smoke marijuana in New York feels like you can just smoke, no issues. But yeah, so
I'm glad you
companies
said
with medical marijuana licenses could have an advantage over newcomers when New York opens up for recreational use also.
When is New York opening up for recreational use? Any word on that?
Well, they're fast tracking it now. So I guess it's going to be happening sooner than we thought it would.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
And all right. Just objectively speaking, I love Guy, but SWV will take Guy in a versus. Just want to throw that out there. And I'm a Guy fan. Uptown Records alumni, baby.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, Yeah. As long as they don't do their solo stuff either.
That's what I'm saying. But if they do their solo stuff, they do their solo stuff too. Teddy Riley will do his solo stuff.
Well, that's not fair. You said guy. If it's just a group in guy songs
versus
FWB. Let's chill.
Peace of my love. Teddy's Jam. Groove me. Goodbye. Do me right.
No.
You can call me crazy. Yeah. Dog me out. Why you want to DOG me out?
Yeah.
I want to get with you.
Yeah, SWV.
Tease me tonight.
I love all those records. SWV wins that one, though.
It depends. If they all able to do their single, their solo stuff. It's you can't mess with Teddy Riley.
You're not doing the solo stuff. You're doing groups. Groups.
Yeah,
stuff,
only groups.
Yeah, all but right, 112 did their group thing. They did their solo stuff. He did So Fly and all that other stuff. They did their solo stuff as well.
I don't remember.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, when we come back, Justin LaBoy will be joining us. Now, Justin LaBoy, he has a show on Revolt with Diddy's son, Justin. And he's all over social media. So we'll talk to him when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating Walbrook, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
My guy from afar.
That's right.
From afar.
Only guest that came with an entourage during the pandemic.
Well, you got the whole Revolt staff with me.
The whole Revolt came with him.
Listen, man.
Justin LaBoy. What's up, brother?
What's good, man? How y'all feeling today?
Well, good.
Now, first and foremost, hold on, Justin. You know I'm going to ask you to spit your gum out. I know I'm not there in person, but you got to
Justin,
respectfully,
yes, we asked you to take your gum out. You ended Saweetie and Quavo's relationship. Do you feel bad about that, Justin?
I didn't do that. I showed up to work, and I did what they paid me to do. Mm-hmm. And, she said what she said, but I think it probably been over before then.
Let's start from the beginning. For people that don't know who Justin LaBoy is. You're from Queens, and you play basketball, and you went pro.
Yeah, I played over in Europe, Germany.
I heard that.
Had a couple stops, man. Then I ruptured both of my Achilles tendons. And at that point, I knew it was no being LeBron James or Kobe or none of the greats. So my next thing was like, how am I going to stamp myself in this world? You know what I'm saying? Like, just growing up, seeing everybody successful and everybody doing their thing. I just wanted to find a way to be remembered forever, so... I'm working every day towards that.
So how long ago was that when you was playing ball?
About 2-3 years ago.
Oh, that's right. That was recently. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got into party promoting, right?
Not party promoting. Me and my brother basically was like opening up small lounges and clubs, you know what I'm saying? Just using a little bit of money we had. But you know, in New York, it's like a limited amount of time when you're dealing with the urban world because
they're going to shut you down immediately.
Yeah, they're going to shut you down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Liquor license authorities and everything. So we were just trying to run it up and, you know.
What was that pro basketball money overseas like?
It wasn't as sweet as people think it is. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to leave it at that. You know, a lot of people out here capping, like, they making millions overseas and shit. You just over there sitting down, and you glad you're on vacation from the real world. You know what I'm saying?
And where were you playing overseas?
I was in Germany. I was in Mainz.
How was that? Because you don't speak the language, so it's...
Yeah, you know, they have, like, the coach's son or somebody knows English. And so he's pretty much translating everything to you. And, you know, Germany was actually cool because it was like America almost. But when I was in Macedonia, that shit was like real out of whack.
How do you kick it to girls over there? So what's your game like in Germany? I'm
on Facebook thugging.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They'll hit you up, one of the fans. I'm over there like, yo, what's good? What y'all doing? And, you know, they translating using Google Translator.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, they pull up and then, you know.
How many kids you think you got over there? Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Off the record or on the record?
Off. Off on.
I got about 2 or 3. Tell them I'm coming back home. I love y'all. I got a couple of hours now. I'm going to send some child support back that way.
Can you tell us about Demon Time and how all that exploded?
Oh, man, that was crazy, man. You know, the start of the pandemic, we was bored at home. Mm-hmm. So my heart was always with, like, the women and nightlife who everyone kind of forgot about. You know what I'm saying? Because when that happened, if you didn't have like a career, no 401k and all that, it was just like you was left for dead. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, working in these clubs, it ain't like you get unemployment or nothing or benefits. So I kind of just took that, went live. And all the girls that I knew, bottle girls, nightlife, waitresses, and then some people was even school teachers and stuff like that coming on there and hiding their face. But yeah, I did that. We pinned the girls cash apps. Everybody made money. I took none of it. You know what I'm saying? I let them all have it. And I think I got a lot of people through their tough situations.
It felt like you was really trying to ruin Saweetie and Quavo's relationship in that interview, though. You was really kind of simping for Saweetie a little bit.
No,
respectfully.
Not. This guy is crazy. I was actually a fan of Quavo and Saweetie. I didn't even know they was going through that. You know what I'm saying? So when she pulled up, you know, she wasn't even drinking or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was, like, very well media trained. And, you know, when she gave certain answers, I just thought, like, you know, she was just answering for women who felt, you know what I'm saying, how she felt. So, you know, it was never, I didn't even think that would, you know what I'm saying, go like that. But, Quavo and Saweetie was actually dope. I was actually, like, I was f***ing with their movement, you know what I'm saying? They both looked happy as hell, so.
Did you know Justin was dating her beforehand?
I didn't really know that. And it's crazy because I knew Just for years, you know what I'm saying? That's my dog. That's my brother. I love Just. I didn't really know that, you know what I'm saying, truthfully, because I'm going into it and I'm just trying to get as many people with a name that I can interview, because you know, that's hard to do these days, you know, COVID, everything going on, people protecting their brand. So when I found that it was Saweetie, I'm like, oh, let's get it, you know what I'm saying? Because I was a fan of her Instagram page. She always had like great energy, and it was fun,
great
and I'm
energy.
Like, for real though,
that's what you call it,
great energy. Respectfully though, but yeah, nah, she's always on there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it seems like she minded her business, and I was excited to do the interview. So, you know, I hate that they kind of like blew it up and made it like I would play the part in the breakup that I felt like.
Because it sounded like you did it when you was like cancers, and she started talking about cancers, and Justin started talking about cancer. He was like, yeah, let's take a shot. And then it was like, wow, they used to talk. That's it got a little awkward.
Oh, yeah, nah. Bro, listen, I was just playing it because I love cancer women. Like, I date a cancer. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was just asking Justin if he felt how I felt. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, they take great care of you. I'm like, oh, shit, okay, cool. Like, I felt what he had to say. Mm-hmm. And
so what did your woman feel about the tweet that you put out where you said, if you cheat on Saweetie, there's no hope for the rest of us, respectfully? Come
listen,
on.
Listen, man.
Justin.
Everybody cheats.
No.
I'm just going to go out there and
Black
say
men
that.
Don't cheat.
I've heard Charlamagne for years talk about men cheating.
And boys cheating.
Infidelity.
Men don't cheat. Boys do.
Okay, cool.
I haven't cheated since
Gary Jackson doesn't cheat.
I haven't cheated since October 2016. And I know people hear that and they be like, why are you always saying that? Because I'm proud of it.
You haven't cheated since when?
October 2016.
Hey, listen, if y'all out there and he's lying, please come forward.
As much as we talk about on air, I would have been exposed. He would have been exposed.
I'm not Derrick Jackson, sir. I would never put that out there if it wasn't true. Okay.
Listen, I feel like every man cheats except for me, Papoose, and Obama, and Russell Wilson. We're the last four, so, babe, listen.
No, nope, like, I'm in there.
Oh, yeah, and Charlamagne.
I'm in there. And Envy's
okay,
in there.
Cool. All right, cool.
Well, it ain't worth it, man.
Nope.
It ain't. It ain't. It's nothing out there, man.
You guys have that one girl that will never tell, though. Like, they've been cheating for 20 years with this one girl who's always going to keep it quiet and low.
Nope.
Listen, I don't know.
No,
but
I definitely had a couple of those.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go.
I definitely had a couple. Yeah,
it'd be crazy when that happens, because like she'll get a whole boyfriend, like y'all going through relationships together, and he think like you the new nigga and he the new nigga. Relax, you knew him, man. Relax, man.
Why do people think Meek Mill were you, though? Because for a long time, everybody thought Justin LaBoye was Meek Mill.
Why?
Nah, Meek is my dog. I just think before the page kind of like got hot, Meek was just in every comment. You know what I'm saying? Cause, mm-hmm. You know, Meek at home, he just be chilling, having fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people like, hold up. There's no way Meek has this much time to be commenting on it. So it got to mm-hmm. be him. You know what I'm saying? But Meek a good dude, man. He was like one of the first industry people to like tap in on like a personal level, because mm-hmm. you know, you don't know who behind the page these days. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I actually was on a phone call with Charlamagne too, so you know, it was cool to just like start building, so like the public don't know what's going on, but I'm actually meeting like, you know, good people. And you know, I was preparing my ride to success, man.
I would think that a lot of dudes be hitting you up because you got access to so many women. They're like, yo, who's that girl that you was on there with?
It's annoying. Cause yeah. A lot of don't even be qualified for the women they asking about.
Like, talk
why
about
are you
it, Justin.
Asking about her? You cannot afford her, King. Please stop writing me about it.
All right, we got more with Justin LaBoye when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, this guy has his own show on Revolt with Diddy's son, Justin. You might see him all over social media. We have Justin LaBoye in the building. Charlamagne?
Lala, Lizzie, she's offered some guidance too, right?
Oh, yeah, Lala, that's like my big sister, man. She's the greatest. Like, you know, she's always there, like a mm-hmm. call away, you know what I'm saying? For somebody to be as big and as well-known and famous, she is to always, like, answer that call to mm-hmm. help me prepare for a show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's just brother, sister guidance, and I feel like she's one of the most loved people in the industry.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's a Cancer woman.
And she's another Cancer. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, if you're looking for a wife, get you a Cancer. That's all I'm going to say. They the only non-toxic sign. I said what I said. What do you feel about Cancer women, Charlotte?
I'm a Cancer. I agree. You know what I mean? I love Cancer women. My wife is a Sagittarius, but yes.
Sagittarius?
Yes. Okay. Cancers are very nurturing and loving, and they going to ride with you, but don't cross them.
Mm.
When you cross them, it's going to be hard
to pay. What's your sign? What's your sign?
The big reveal. Listen, y'all, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, no, Scorpio men are the worst. I was like, if he's a Scorpio,
I'm a God-fearing man.
The worst boyfriend I've ever had in my life was a Scorpio.
What's so bad about Scorpio, G?
Scorpios are the biggest cheaters. They're freaks, though, but they are like the biggest liars and cheaters. I never had somebody lie about things so
disrespectfully.
Respectfully.
Listen, I don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about that, and I don't lie.
So what message did you send Saweetie after she broke up with Quavo? The ones we didn't see, not the tweets. I know you sent her a DM or something. Come on, Justin.
Nah, I didn't send nothing, man. I didn't send nothing. I just feel like she probably needs her space right now from mm-hmm. the world in general. Because I felt like they had like the perfect love story mm-hmm. on social media. You know what I'm saying? I'd never seen that coming. So, you know, hopefully they worked things out, though. They looked happy together. And sometimes the internet and shit had you, you know, feeling like you got to tweet something or put a message out. But, you know, they need to just handle that probably behind closed doors. A
lot of pressure for the next show. Who y'all got lined up?
Listen, man, the next show, we got the most toxic person on earth besides myself, Boosie.
Goodness gracious. How was that?
That should be interesting.
It was crazy. Like, he's unbelievable. Like, I just never met somebody who don't run away from a question.
Nope.
Think about asking the worst question, mm-hmm. and he's going to answer it. Like, with a serious face, though. Like, he don't mm-hmm. even laugh. Like, so I feel like when people see this, they gonna go crazy, man.
Where'd y'all film it at?
We was in Atlanta.
Okay.
Definitely. You met Boosie before?
Hell yeah.
Boosie been a couple times.
Too many times.
Okay. What you think of him?
I like Boosie because Boosie is authentically him. You know what I'm saying? He may not always be right, but he's always real.
Right.
And when he's not right, he's can correct himself and say, yo, I was wrong in that situation, but he's just always a real human. That's all I don't want nothing out of people but realness, man.
Right.
I'd rather you be an honest sinner than a lying hypocrite. That's it.
Right. Nah, that's crazy, because I feel like you came in the game like that, just like guns blazing. Yeah. It's good to see you more relaxed now. I'm not going to lie, man.
It's growth. It's evolution. You know, me and Justin was having a convo, and he was like, yo, I want to be like, you know, old Charlamagne. I was like, no, you don't. Right? I'm like, no, you don't, sir. That's going to get you in a lot of trouble later on down the line. So I like the way you're moving now.
Yeah, nah, you know, you was always like somebody I looked up to. So when I came in and they was even asking, like, what's your goal? I'm like, be like the Charlamagne was. And then when I spoke to Charlamagne, he's like, no, don't be like me. I'm like, oh, damn. Well, I'm sorry for wanting to be this way. I need a new idol.
But now it's just like, you know, it's all about, number one, it's all about being your true, authentic self.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? But also, you know, if we're not here to tell the next generation the mistakes that we made so they can avoid them, we're not doing our job.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Amen. I feel like a lot of OGs is misleading the youth. So
absolutely,
it's good for you to, like, I kept it real on that call because, like, I was like, I want to be like Sean. When you said, like, no, you don't. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, where do I go next? Like,
you know, I told him, I said, the shit we used to get away with,
it's wild times,
you're getting out of here now. They're going to get you out of here.
Wild times.
It's going to be over before you start.
What do you think about, like, cancel culture and all of that in general? Like, I just always wanted to ask you that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like in this shit now, you got to be so political when you say you're a fan of people being authentic and real. So you can't be authentic and real, you know.
I think you can. I think you can definitely be authentic and real. I think the problem is, it's too many people performing. I even got caught up in that at one point, like, just right, performing. Like, you see things about yourself and hear things about yourself, and you're like, oh, that's what y'all want? I'm gonna give y'all more of that.
Yeah.
So you get caught up in the performance of it all. If I say something that I truly mean and I get backlash for it, I'm fine with that. But right, if it's some shit that I was just around with and not even being serious, nah, it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
You know? So you can still be your true authentic self. People think being your true authentic self is shock jock and, you right, know, wilding and being outrageous. It's like, nah.
Then you gotta understand your words can really offend and hurt people.
That's right. That's the other thing too. When you realize that you really might hurt somebody with your words.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you are, you gotta just, it's gotta be some nurturing behind it. Like, even when I do Donkey of the Day, I like to say this is a teachable moment. You know what I mean? I'm not attacking you per se, but I'm attacking this idea you may be presented. Our behavior.
Yeah.
So other people.
I'm Mike Moore. Here are the stories.
Like, my delivery a little bit, like, you know, even on my show, so that's cool to know.
I saw you tweet too, stop competing with people who have no bills to pay, respectfully.
And don't take care of their kids either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's people out there, just no bills, they don't take care of their kids, and people are out here really trying to compete with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have nothing to take care of. People out here going to jail, getting locked up, doing all type, committing crimes, then press these girls and going crazy. You know what I'm saying? To try to compete with other dudes who ain't got no responsibilities. Like, you know what I'm saying? Run your own race. Do not get tricked out your spot or tricked out the streets, because we losing a lot of good people because they feeling that pressure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I respect that coming from you because of, you know, you said you saw Justin running through the Mondrian. He got all the girls and everything. A lot of would be like, look at that. They'll hate on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You pulled up like, nah, what's up, man? Let's link.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Like, I never had no hate in my blood. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I knew to try to make it out. When you don't have nothing and you don't have opportunity, the only thing you got left is being a good person. You
That's
know
right.
what I'm saying? And building relationships, like genuine relationships. A lot of people think, like, because I meet Charlamagne and I'm going to ask him for a favor tomorrow. Like, I tried. Like, no, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? You got to stand the test of time and prove you a good person every day without asking for shit. You know what I'm saying? Without asking for that favor right away. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people who are in position to help you, listen, they know what you can and you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like they got to tell you or prove. No. They know. If they can help you and they feel you are worth helping, they're going to help you. So, you know what I'm saying? Just building that relationship with Just. You know, he's young, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. he appeared, like, I could have just been on some hater shit, but mm-hmm. I respected his movement. And, you know, like I said, I always want to just be remembered as a good person. I link, I'm good, I'm solid, and everybody share the same story. And, you know, so a lot of good things that are happening for me now is, like, because people look up 5-6 years, like, yo, hold up. This nigga, he's doing the right thing.
You're absolutely right. My grandma always said, manners will take you where money won't. And the two things you're doing that's dope, you built your own platform. So that's your calling card.
Right.
And you're a good dude. So when Laliza hit me, she's like, yo, he's a good dude. You know Justin LaBoy? I'm like, yeah, of course I know who Justin LaBoy is. So that's, you know.
Yeah, it was actually cool. She's like, yeah, Charlamagne, know who you are. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Because people in this industry are fake, act like they don't know who you are. Like, that makes them feel powerful. Like, mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I never heard of him. Who is that? What he do? Man, stop it, man. Your girl be reposting me every day, man. Cut it out, man. Y'all know who Justin LaBoy is, respectfully.
Now, I got to ask you this before you go. Some people accuse you of stealing tweets. And by some people, I mean my man Hovain. Do you know Hovain?
No, I don't know who that is.
Hovain said you be taking his tweets. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah, you don't know Hovain.
No, I don't know who he is. Oh. Who is that? Hey. I swear to God.
Hey. Well, that's not a diss.
No. I genuinely don't even know who that is. But, like, you got to understand.
He's a big manager in the industry.
Okay, yeah. Nah.
Hovain's
see,
a good
what happens is when your platform is big, people are sending you shit all day. Mm, you know what I'm saying? True. And people don't care for the memes that I post. So I just want people to know that, because everybody would be Justin LaBoy if they could just post a meme.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking something that I see triggers me and I'm putting my experience on it. Nobody cares about memes. You could go make a meme page today and post a million of them. Nobody will care for you. I'm giving you my story behind why this triggered me. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's like, it's the caption for me.
Word. Well, keep it up, Justin.
Justin LaBoy.
We're going to do some business together.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I know you got that big bag over there.
Huh?
He got a couple big bags over there.
Excuse
yeah,
me?
I mean, what's going on?
What happened?
Well, it's Justin LaBoy. We appreciate you for joining us.
Give me your Twitters and Instagrams and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, man. Make sure y'all follow me if you're not yet at Justin LaBoy on Twitter and Instagram. It's not LA Boy. A lot of people are like, Justin LA Boy. I think Angela E might have said that a couple times. Like, yeah, Justin LA Boy. No, it's Justin LaBoy. That's my real name.
I never said that.
I seen a couple of, back in my Demon Time days when y'all was doing y'all stuff. You like, yeah, Justin LA Boy. Demon, I'm like, boy, Angela, please get this right.
A long time ago.
I see that DeLeon behind you too. Take a shot if you love yourself.
Yeah, I love me some
DeLeon. See how he starts?
Take a shot if you love yourself.
All right, it's Justin LaBoy. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off around here somewhere.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Salute to
I
Justin
don't see
LaBoy.
Him.
Oh, you don't see him?
No, on my Revolt, my phone died. Well, the iPad died, so that's why you don't see me. I was looking for a charger. So you see it's a chair? I'm frozen. That's probably why.
Well, salute to Justin LaBoy for pulling up. Make sure y'all check out his show on Revolt, Respectfully Justin. I think it actually came on last night.
I think he had an episode with Boosie last night.
Yes.
Yeah, we actually are going to get that on next in a rumor report. We're going to talk about some of the things that were said on their show last night.
But I love to see the grind and where he came from. He started off as a basketball player. It really didn't work out for him. And he kept grinding and he made a bad, I guess, thing happen and turned it into good with Demon Time and everything that he's doing online. So congratulations to Justin LaBoy.
And he's a good guy.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like I love the story about him seeing Justin Combs at the Mondrian, and Justin had all the chicks and Justin balling, but instead of hating on Justin like a lot of people would do, he pulled up on Justin and wanted to link with him.
That's right.
Envy just really like him because he's from Queens.
He's from Queens. He's from my borough, Queens. So shout to Justin LaBoy. All right. Well, rumors up next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello, Envy. Do your job.
What is Envy doing?
I don't know. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy claims to be here.
I'm here.
He was riding out to the beat.
Nah, I was here.
All right, you breathing so hard.
I just ran back here. I was trying to get the charger. If I tell you from my iPad,
okay.
I don't know, bro.
What you think? Come on, you kinky man. Let's get into the rumors. Let's go.
Anything.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, get it, Issa Rae. According to Variety, she has signed a $40 million five-year deal with Warner Brothers, which owns HBO. So the trade reports that you could see that deal would get her production company TV shows for HBO, HBO Max, and Warner Brothers, and New Line, and all these different companies. So
I was going to say drop on the clues bonds for Issa Rae. She definitely deserves it. But she did say that any number you see out there about her is all cap. Because she would never
I was going to get to that right now.
She makes.
Yeah, she posted on her Instagram, I would never announce how much money I'm making anywhere. I mind mine. Any numbers you read are cap. So, I don't know. That's just what Variety reported. And that's what her response has been.
Salute to Israel. Right. Whatever she got, she definitely earned it.
Well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now Jay Leno has apologized for decades of jokes about Asians. He said, in my heart, I knew it was wrong. He actually put out a press release. It was a joint press release with the Media Action Network for Asian Americans. And he said, at the time I did those jokes, I genuinely thought them to be harmless. I was making fun of our enemy, North Korea. And like most jokes, there was a ring of truth to them. He said, at the time, there was a prevailing attitude that some group is always complaining about something. So don't worry about it. Whenever we received a complaint, there would be two sides to the discussion. Either we need to deal with this or screw them if they can't take a joke. Too many times I sided with the latter, even when in my heart I knew it was wrong.
Mm. I wonder how that affects comedians, because comedians have jokes about all groups of people. We've heard comedians joke on Caribbean people. We've heard comedians joke on black people, on white people, on Asian people. So that, how does that affect their job in making people laugh? Do they just stay away from it? Is that what they do now? Because, I mean, we've heard it growing up all our lives, right?
Yeah, well, the majority of Jay Leno's old jokes were perpetuating stereotypes about Asian communities eating dog meat. And so that was the majority of what those jokes were. So I'm not sure. I mean, listen, we heard what Eddie Murphy had to say about some of his old jokes that wouldn't fly today. You know, we've seen people have to.
I get it. I just think, you know, culturally things were different back then. It was a different time. Like, do you really have to apologize for that stuff in 2021?
Well, if you feel it in your heart that you want to, then you can. I think you should do it if it's genuine. If you truly feel like, you know what, that was wrong back then, and now that I look back at it, I do feel bad and I'm sorry, then apologize. But if you don't feel that way, then you don't have to.
But would Jay Leno be apologizing if, you know, Asians weren't being attacked in the streets right now, if there wasn't the shooting at the, you know, the spa last week in Atlanta? Would he be apologizing for those jokes? He's had all of these years to apologize for those jokes.
Would he be apologizing if he wasn't about to lose his job hosting the game show You Bet Your Life?
Oh, that's what this is about? Oh, I didn't even know.
Yes.
Oh, see, now that's not a real apology then. I didn't know that.
Because they actually went to his new employers at Fox where he hosts that game show, and they gave them an ultimatum. Fire him or they're going to boycott
kinda
the project.
That's kind of whack. That's not kind of whack. That is whack, though, because it's like, yo, you don't know what. Where Jay Leno is at with it right now. Plus, he is a comedian who was making
jokes. But that's what I was saying. He didn't just make jokes on one group of people. I'm sure he made jokes on everybody, like most comedians do. That's what I was saying. Where do you draw that line? You know, because he is a comedian,
if he wanted
right?
To,
like, what is getting Jay Leno?
He didn't have to do it.
What is getting Jay Leno? What is getting Jay Leno fired? I said Jay Leno. What is getting Jay Leno fired doing?
Don't bring Jay Leno to this.
What is getting Jay Leno fired do? Like, what does that do for anything?
I don't know. I mean, I guess,
when did he make these jokes? When was this?
Over the course of decades. And the latest time was America's Got Talent, behind the scenes with Gabrielle Union. You remember they said that he said some offensive things about, I think it was Simon Cowell with his dog. And he said, looks like something off a menu at a Chinese restaurant or something like that.
So that was recent.
Yeah, that's recent.
And yeah, that was recent.
And that's behind the scenes. So I can understand.
But people
that.
Complained about it, you know, there.
I can understand that. But public jokes that were made, you know, decades ago.
But I get it, though, because if a white comedian made some black jokes, I think we would all be upset.
Or if they were in blackface. If they were in blackface.
If they were in blackface, yeah.
I would be able to apologize for past things.
It's a million white comedians that have made black jokes.
And some people really might feel sorry for it now, in retrospect. Like, if you do, I think you should be man up and say, look, I was wrong. I apologize. But if you don't feel that way, then don't do it. And you can say, I'm not apologizing. You have a choice.
If the apology comes when you're not under the gun, then I'll hear it a different way. But when it comes when you're under the gun, it's just like, okay,
right.
We know.
Lose your job or apologize. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, now this is a recent act of racism that we can discuss for after the hour. A woman in New York named Stephanie DeNaro needs to come to the front of the congregation. We need to have a word with her.
All right.
Highly entertaining, though.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Mountain Dew is partnering with HBCUs in an effort to uplift the next generation of badass black innovators and entrepreneurs with the Real Change Opportunity Fund Pitch Competition, empowering students to go out and do. Visit MountainDew.com/realchange to enter.
Don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Did she get donkey of the day? Please tell me.
I have become donkey of the day.
It's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're done.
Yeah, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 25th, goes to a woman named Stephanie DeNaro. Stephanie is 38 years old, and she resides in the Lower East Side in Manhattan. I was reading a story in the New York Post this morning that is highly entertaining. The New York Post describes Stephanie as an anti-masker, fiercely opposed to coronavirus restrictions. Now, before I tell you what Stephanie is getting this hee-haw for, let me give you a little broadband backstory on Stephanie, because the internet has done some digging. And I saw on Hollywood Unlocked, drop on the clues bombs for Hollywood Unlocked, my man Jason Lee was happening. Dramos's crush.
Man, shut up.
I saw on Hollywood Unlocked some past comments Stephanie made when she was attending what looks to be like a rally for Trump. I don't know how long ago this was, but Stephanie had on a pink Women for Trump shirt, and she was speaking about her baby daddy being Jamaican and her father being Sicilian. I don't know what one has to do with the other, but listen.
Is the father like black, African? What is he, Jamaican?
Yeah, he's Jamaican and Afro-Cuban, and I met him in Washington Square Park when I was going to NYU.
Was that that black shalong so good that you had to...
I couldn't say no.
So is it true if you go black, you can't go back?
My dad is Sicilian, so, you know...
Oh, so you're already black.
I'm already black.
They consider yourself a black woman.
Well... I'm Italian.
Oh, you're Italian. So what does that mean? I consider Italian people white.
Well, if you're Sicilian, especially, you can be black.
Are you looking for a white baby daddy?
It would be nice. Yeah.
Why do you want to have a white baby daddy?
Because I want to have a white baby.
Would you value this baby more if it had blue eyes?
Well, it would probably be pretty with blue eyes.
So is that an indicator of beauty, blue eyes?
No, I just want to see how my genes would play out.
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, so if I'm not able to follow her, forgive me. Does anyone... in this room know what the hell she was just talking about? Anybody? Nobody? Okay, good. Well, let's continue. Now, another person at this rally asked about her Woman for Trump shirt. And remember, she has a, you know, Jamaican baby daddy. I guess somebody labeled her racist, which caused Stephanie to defend herself and explain why she can't be racist. Listen.
So tell people about the shirt.
Tell everyone I'm racist, and these are my four black children. I know, I'm very racist.
Why are you here today?
Because I want my kids to go back to school.
Okay. Think I follow that one. She has four black kids, so she can't be racist. Sometimes I wonder if white people like Stephanie realize that slave owners father children with their slaves. Do your Googles and pull up Strom Thurmond, you know, racist segregationist whose name shouldn't be on any highways or buildings in South Carolina, but he was pro-segregation. He ran for president in 1948 as a third party candidate committed to keeping segregation alive in South Carolina and the whole South, period. He voted against the Voting Rights Act in 1965. He asked the FBI to investigate Martin Luther King as a communist. Oh, and by the way, he had a black daughter from a black woman, a maid named Carrie Butler, who was 15 when he was 23. So I don't know why people like Stephanie DeNaro think just because you have black kids, you can't be racist, but whatever. Okay, let's get to why Stephanie is getting donkey of the day. See, Stephanie was in a bagel shop in New York. What's the name of the bagel shop? I think we got it in here because I can't pronounce it.
What is
it?
Davidovich Bakery.
Ooh, I can't even, I'm not even going to attempt that one. What is it?
Davidovich Bakery.
Davidovich.
Okay, yeah, what she said. She was in this bagel shop in New York and she got into a back and forth with a black bakery staffer. And this happened.
Excuse me, can you just serve if you don't want to serve her, let you go.
Bagels.
If you want to serve her, not like let you go.
Take her out.
Ma'am, hello, ma'am. He's not going to serve her, so please leave.
Why? Because he's a bitch.
No, excuse me. Hello. Now you need to go.
Oh my gosh.
Excuse me, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. You need to go. Let me call the cop because this might have been.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now let's unpack this, as my therapist would say. Okay, Stephanie says you can't be racist if you have black kids. Well, I'm not the strongest Avenger, but I don't think having black kids gives you the right to use the N-word. In fact, I would think that if you were white with black kids, the last thing you would want to do, Stephanie, is have your children referred to as the N-word. And that would keep you from calling other black people that word. But hey, man, what do I know? I'm still a guy who uses logic and reasoning and common sense. I try to deal with facts, but none of that matters in this era. Listen, we all just heard Stephanie DeNaro call that black bakery worker the N-word. It's on video. But the headlines that I saw this morning are Bagel Karen denies in capital letters calling NYC worker the N-word despite shocking video. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Listen to Stephanie when she was asked about it.
Why you called the gentleman the N-word?
I didn't call him the N-word.
What did you say?
I called him a term to describe his behavior.
Which was what?
You have it on the video. Why?
I'm just confused about this life thing. Like, we live in a world where people act like we can't see them. We live in a world where people act like we can't hear them. And when we do see and hear them, why do they act like what we see and hear isn't true? People are really peeing on our heads and trying to convince us that it's rain. Side note, why do we say that? Don't pee on my head and tell me it's rain. Why do we say that? If we wanted, it's like we say it as if we wanted to be pee. Like if I just pee on your head and tell you it's pee, you'll be fine with it. But anyway, Stephanie took to Instagram where she continued to pee on our heads and tell us it's rain. And she posted the black and African American race. The black and African American race. Isn't the black and African American race the same thing? Am I finished?
Yes.
I'm done. I don't know. I don't know what's what anymore. Stephanie said the black and African American race is the only race allowed to use the N-word. Everyone else can say it in their head if they so intensely desire. But verbalizing it is not acceptable. It never was and never will be. Hey, white people, Stephanie don't know what the hell she's talking about. We don't want you calling us N-words in your head either. Okay, that's covert racism. You calling me the N-word in your head definitely means that your actions may possibly reflect that. Now, Stephanie also put a caption, okay? In the caption, she said, all of you hating on me for no reason. Newsflash, I am black! My skin color does not look dark, but my ancestry results came back as me being black. So do not be mad at me no more. Leave me alone. As a young black woman, I love all of you.
Shut
I think
up.
I'm in a bizarre. Go look at her page. Stephanie Denaro. STEPHANIEDENAR_. It's right there. I think I'm in a bizarro world. Nothing makes sense anymore. This woman might really be black and something might be wrong with my eyes. Or maybe she identifies as black and I am oppressing her by telling her she's not. I don't know. All I know is until we figure this out, please let Chelsea Handler handle my white work.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try that later.
What?
When I get pulled over, I'm going to say, I am white!
My skin color does not look white, but my ancestry results came back as me being European. So do not profile me anymore. Yes. Leave me alone. As a young white man, love you, Mr. Police Officer.
I'm going to try that later on. I'm going to say, I will see what that gets me. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep the real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Audria.
Hey, Audria, what's your question for ye?
Yes, hi. So my question is, by the way, I'm a Cancer woman. Hey.
She had to put that out there.
I have to put that out there because I can agree with everything you guys are saying. Like Cancer women, we really put it all out there. Our hearts are huge. But when we do that, sometimes we get taken for a sucker. Like, we get taken advantage of, you know, they stomp over our hearts and, you know, they take everything that we have. And then when we walk away, it's like, oh, they want hell. You know, they want to come after you. Like, they want to hurt you because they feel like you took your love away. And I'm like, what are you supposed to do with that? I have a guy that I'm dating, but we're on hold because he cheated on me. And he's in Atlanta. I'm actually in Columbia, South Carolina. And it's like, I don't know how much more time to give to it because I really have walked away, but he's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, what are you supposed to do with that? Do you just, you know, keep moving on with yourself and just let it go? Or do you?
You like, do what you want to do. Let me tell you something. If somebody cheats on you and you don't want to be with them anymore and you walk away, that's your right. You don't have to stay with somebody who cheated on you. They messed up. Now they have to deal with the consequences of their actions. And those consequences might be, I don't want to be with you anymore. I'm not going to feel guilty about it. I'm not going to feel obligated. I'm not going to feel like I'm not a ride or die because I didn't stay. If you don't want to be with somebody because they messed up, well, why should you feel guilty about that?
And it's not the guilt. It's the fact that the honesty is you do still love them. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we go through the conversation. We went through the conversations. We actually had very in-depth conversations about the cheating. And, you know, I really don't know if that's an issue anymore. And I think that's the problem. I don't have the trust anymore. I still love him, but I don't right. have the trust.
And he's got to work for that. He broke that trust, and now he's got to work to build it back up. And so it's really the ball is in his court. You don't owe him anything. And if you feel like you can't be with somebody, if that was a deal breaker for you, if you tried and it's just not working, if he's not doing the things that he needs to do, if he's being impatient, that's on him. You messed up. Like, you got to build it back up. And that means you have to go above and beyond and be above and beyond understanding. And if he can withstand that and make that happen and get it to the point where he gets another chance, that's work.
Yes.
But that's work on his end.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Amen. I take that and I receive that. I thank you so much, Angela, because it's about the worth of women. And sometimes it gets so hard because we have so much right. on our shoulders to really just be patient and keep our pride up and our worth, you know, making sure that we hold that very sacred, because people mm-hmm. really don't care and they will come in and destroy you if they can. So I really thank you right. for your advice.
Take your time. And time reveals everything. So you will, yes, you know, you don't got to jump back into anything, but just see what he's doing. How is he showing you that he's changed? Is his behavior different? Keep going on with your life and doing what you want to do. You don't have to accommodate what his needs are right now. He should be the one catering to you and proving things to you. And if you're not comfortable and you don't feel like it's genuine, you don't have to go back to him. How much does he want it?
Oh, yes. That's a good question. Good question. Thank you so much. And Charlamagne, please, I hit you up on Instagram. Chocolate Chakra, that is my edible line. I would love for you to try it one day.
I would love that.
If you ever have that moment.
Chocolate Chakra.
Edibles.
Yes, I make premium edibles here in Columbia, South Carolina, and I actually meditate over my edibles. I pray over them, and everybody feels the vibe from it. You know, they feel motivated. They feel at peace. They sleep great. So if you ever want to try it out, please reach out or answer my message, please.
I'm going to hit you right now.
All right, for sure. Thank you all so much, beautiful people.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Pepper.
All right, what's your question for Yee?
Hey, what's up, man? Big up to y'all stuff in the morning, man.
Are you Stephanie De Niro's husband? Never mind.
Nah, man. Come on, Charlamagne.
You sure you're not baby daddy?
Nah, man.
Oh, my God, that accent.
It's horrible.
I was out there, man, in downtown Indianapolis, man. I'm just curious, man, why the chicks them up this side of the world, man. They just hustle dudes, man.
Book.
Who hustled you?
Yes, straight up.
But, who hustled
Angela,
you, sir?
My question... Mm-hmm. Angela, my question is to you is, I see females out there, but they don't really carry themselves in the right way of characters of how they're supposed to, you know what I mean? Meaning what I'm saying is like, keep a man humble, keep a man motivated, you know, people take care of the responsibility of taking care of the family, likewise man, because you know, you got good men out here too, you know, but you
okay.
got a lot of
so you're a good man, too. So what happened to you specifically?
Specifically, in my personal life of my relationship, and I just felt like, you know, I'm with a person that's not patient enough. You know, they wanted things right here and now and then. I think they don't have that right mentality to be focused. So, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you got involved with kids, and now you realize that kids become into the situation now.
Okay, so this is your child's mother?
Yeah.
Okay. And you feel like, what is it? You said she's not patient enough. She wants things to happen now.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just not being patient about what the forefront of, like, if you're making a decision, right, to just say to go buy a car, right, and mm-hmm. you know that you don't have enough income to go get that car right away. So if you're like, all mm-hmm. right, we're going to create a planning towards how to go get that
right.
car. Now, she probably feel like, okay, you know, I'm not going to have the patience to come with a plan to really create the idea to wait to come with a plan to make decisions to go about to get a car. So how to save to get a car? What would be the timeline to get a car? She would be like, oh, I need it right now and then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying that she's not good at planning for the future. She just wants to make these irrational decisions to do stuff right now. How old is she?
Yeah. She's 40.
Okay. So she's been like this. And how long have y'all been together?
8 years now.
Okay. All right. So it feels like you guys have a difference in how you spend money, right? Because some people are planners and they are frugal in how they do things. And some people are like, I'm going to just do this now and figure it out later.
Oh, yeah. She tried to hustle the pocket because I made more than her, too. So, you know, she used to call my job trying to figure out how much I made.
Oh, that's
if
crazy.
If I get paid every week or I get paid every 2 weeks.
Well, do you guys have a joint account?
No, we used to because she used to watch wherever I spend my money at. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm from Kingston, Jamaica. So, you know what I mean? I'm a global person. You know what I'm saying? I link with everybody. So if you're around me, you know you go already. You all go have a good time. But she always tried to have a decision based on how I spend. And I'm always a person who... I have a management with my money all the time.
Can I make a suggestion for you guys when it comes to finances? Those are difficult things a lot of times for couples to be on the same page with. But why not get a financial planner? She does. Does she contribute to the bills as well?
Yes, she contributed to the bills.
Okay. I think this would be a great idea for you guys to get a financial planner and for you guys to have a joint account that's for paying the bills, but also have your own separate accounts. So that way you guys know how much you're contributing, you have a budget, and you know what that money is going towards. And then what you decide to do with your money and what she does with her money, you guys can discuss those things with each other, but that is still your own pot.
Okay. I think about that, and I thought about it, too, and we talk about it. But then when you deal with someone very stubborn, right, it's hard mm-hmm. to get that nut crack.
Right. That's why I think a financial planner would be good. It's an outside person that can help you guys achieve whatever goals that you need to achieve when it comes to finances. Yeah. And there's a lot of services. As a matter of fact, you can go to my website, teamwealthwednesdays.com, and we have a lot of free services there for you. And we can hook you up with some financial planning. And it's uh-huh. really beneficial. I use a financial planner, and that's so important mm-hmm. to me just because I know what things I want to do in the future. I want to make sure I have the money to do it. And I also want to make sure that my money grows and I have diverse investments. So I just want to recommend that you guys get somebody, because just like you might need help in your relationship dealing with each other's emotions, you also might need help with your finances, because finances are so important. It also can affect you in your relationship. It's the number one reason that couples break up.
That's true. But I really appreciate the help, Angela. You know what I mean? I want to, do you mind I do a little quick shout out?
Go ahead.
Shout out to my mom straight in Kingston, Jamaica, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Shout out to Trace in Indy. Shout out to Skilly Ben, Burna Boy there, all day.
Shout out to Stephanie DeNaro, your baby mama, your four kids.
You're a dude. I ain't got nothing more than three boys, you know what I mean? I need too much baggage. I need too much baggage, bro.
My goodness. All right.
But you know what I mean? Big up Kingston, Jamaica all the time, man.
Absolutely.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. And let's talk about, Drink Champs. It looks like the next guest, which is going to be airing on April 1st, is Cameron. And we have a preview of that for you.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I hate working with you guys. Where's Rory and Mal? I'm leaving, man. I'm with them.
Oh, look, that would be amazing.
I'm with them, man.
You, Rory, and Mal would be incredible. Mm.
Me, Rory, and Mal. Let's do it, man. I'm leaving there because I'm leaving this group, man.
Let's put that on the Black Effect. I want that on the Black Effect podcast now.
What we teasing, man? What we talking about?
You've been teasing the pool
Let's
boy
all
morning.
Let's talk about Drink Champs.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, shout out to our guy, N-O-R-E. Now, he said that this interview, he had to listen to it. He couldn't move watching it. You know, he really enjoyed even just re-watching this interview. I saw him posting about it. But Drink Champs Cameron is the next guest, and that's going to be coming out on April 1st. And here is the trailer.
I told Dame, I said, yo, I don't know if I want to come to Rockefeller. We got there. We just, Karen Sue don't know what the she be talking about sometimes. She got to shut the out. It's like if a keep poking you on your side 100 times, you're just gonna slap them. No, 50 so, did it after us, man. I wanna be on your show making that, you know what I'm saying? But you can see Jay-Z starting to distance himself.
Now, you and Jim Jones.
Wait, what's going on, man?
That's real, 1,000,000%.
Because you know for years I ain't trust you.
Big Drink Champs episode, dropping a clue bomb for NORE. Oh, man. Nori and Cam. I want to know why Cam feels like he can't trust Nori. I mean, they did Band from TV together. They did.
I guess we're gonna
Glory
find
together.
Out.
And why we gotta wait till April 1st?
That's only next week, bro.
That's a long time from now. I want to see that now. That teaser looked phenomenal. Salute to my man.
But you know, Nori, why don't you ask him? Maybe we can get a teaser.
I was actually talking to him about it last night. I was fishing for information last night. I felt so stupid.
Nori, don't tell him. You know he's going to tell everybody first, so don't tell him.
I just want to see it. I can't wait.
I
want to
see it, too.
I can't wait.
Shout out to Nori.
I just found out that there was a Band from TV video, too. I felt so stupid. I've never seen that video ever in my life till last night.
All right, now let's talk about, since we're talking about interviews, Lil Boosie. Now, you know they did the Respectfully Justin episode with Boosie, and that just came out last night. And one of the things that he talked about was, remember Boosie had some comments about Lori Harvey and, you know, kind of saying that we got to stop giving the glory to women and Lori's a beautiful woman, but we got to stop giving the glory to women. Well, here's what he had to say on Respectfully Justin about that.
A lot of my stuff come off as I was trying to slander her, but I'm not. Because even me, you know, like I said, I wouldn't wife her, but I would still
have fun with her.
I would still would love to have fun with a woman, you know, that beautiful. I don't have no problem with what she's doing. Because I still tend to women like that. I was just saying the gold part, I was looking at it different.
But I wonder how women feel about that. Like, you're not good enough to wife, but you're good enough to pipe.
I'm sure women feel us.
FYI, I'm sure all
too.
Women say, I'm sure they'll be like, well, it ain't like he got a shot anyway, so who cares? Yeah. It always is guys that you're not going to be with that say things like that, because I'm sure Lori Harvey said to herself, well, it's not happening. You're not going to run through me anyway, so.
I think men got to change the perspective too, right? Like, because if she's not good enough to wife, she shouldn't be good enough to pipe. Like, have some standards for your penis too, because I mean, piping can lead to some serious consequences, right?
I mean, it's the same thing with women, too. Yeah. You know, like the lady that, you know, wouldn't let you upstairs in the house, only let you in her car.
Bro,
like,
why are you talking? Listen, first of all, this is eons ago. I don't even know that nigga you talking about no more. Okay, I don't even know that guy. That has nothing to do with nothing. And don't even bring me into this or whoever that man was. Okay,
but if you notice, it's guys always say stuff like that. But A, it's always like it ain't gonna happen anyway. So why are you even discussing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. That's what happens, period. Guys always, I wouldn't wait for her. I wouldn't do this. I'll do. You ain't getting nothing. So everybody relax.
I used to say that to my homie. My homie would be like, I'm going to hit that. Nigga, how you know? How you know she want to?
It's not happening. Just relax.
Like, stop.
All right. Now, in addition to that, Boosie talked about what his ideal celebrity threesome would be.
If Boosie could have a threesome with anyone in the industry, who would these two women be?
I'd probably have to go with Rihanna and Iggy. I think that'd be a five combination.
I stand with you, but what about them two makes you choose out of the whole world?
I don't know. I'm looking at it because when I choose different races, I'm just looking at their faces and I'm just looking at their sex appeal. I just think that'll be a nice threesome as far as famous people.
Man, Boosie
be saying anything.
Try to put a bomb for Boosie. Boo, man. Boosie is funny as hell, and he not even trying to be.
Justin LaBoy was right. He did not back away from any question.
He never does. He never does.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
And they talking like they having such a deep conversation.
I'm saying. You know, I think of different races, I just think about their face.
All right. All right. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. Today is Big Sean's birthday, so let's start the mix off with Big Sean. Let's go.
Bye.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here, and the General Insurance has been helping people save money for nearly 60 years. They offer the quality coverage you deserve at prices you can afford. Make the right call and go with the General. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's Women's History Month. Who are we repping today?
Well, today we are repping for Issa Rae. Now, her whole journey started back on YouTube in 2011 with her Awkward Black Girl series. And then in 2013, she started working on a comedy series pilot with Larry Wilmore. That is when Insecure was born. HBO picked up that pilot in 2015. And right now we are getting ready for the fifth and final season of Insecure, which I'm really sad about because that is one of my favorite shows. But today, yes, we are honoring Issa Rae. In addition to that, she also has her new record label, Radio, that's partnered with Atlantic Records. And Radio, that's R-A-E, as in Issa Rae Radio. And she also, once again, has that five-year overall deal with Warner Media, which was just announced yesterday. And she has a best-selling, New York Times best-selling memoir, The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl, that was released in 2015 as well. So here is Issa Rae winning the Emerging Entrepreneur Award in 2019 at the Women in Film Annual Gala.
It's Women's History Month, and we're celebrating the most influential women in history. Check out this phenomenal woman.
Sometimes I feel like as women, we tend to downplay ourselves. We tend to dim our light. And we're kind of conditioned socially to be humble. And I grew up being a huge hip hop fan, and none of my favorite artists are humble. They don't even know what that means. So in writing my speech, I decided to embrace this moment in honor of them. But before I do, I just want to say thank you, Women Film. I'm honored for this. Thank you so much. Emerging Entrepreneur Award. Duh, bitches. I'm the first, so you future hoes need to bow down unless you're ready to catch my fade with your weak asses. I'm closing all doors behind me, so if you didn't make it in, oops, you're bad. Figure it out. Entrepreneur means I did that by myself. UTA, worry about that writer strike instead of worrying about me. Casey and Amy at HBO, keep running me my money, please, and thank you. And to everybody who claims to have helped me get here, okay, Ann. In conclusion, entrepreneur till I die, I deserve this. Bye.
And that was another phenomenal woman in history.
All right, again, congratulations to Issa Rae. She's rooting for everybody black. So are we.
All right. Shout to Issa Rae. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Justin LaBoy for joining us this morning.
Yeah, salute to yes. Justin LaBoy, man. He's a good guy, and he's going about things the right way. Salute to that young man.
Absolutely.
And I also want to shout out to something I'm doing today. You know, I always talk about investing in stocks and how I've been using this app that's like a Twitter thing for investing called Public. Well, now I'm doing this Women and Money virtual event with them. It's called Strategies for Closing the Wealth Gap. And you can join that today. So that's going to be happening this evening. And you can look at my Instagram to find out more information.
All right. Well, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yeah, I want to say make sure you check out Respectfully Justin on Revolt TV. And salute to Carrie Champion. You know, we launched Carrie Champion's podcast, Naked, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network earlier this week. So make sure y'all check that out. If you like it, subscribe. And the positive note is simply this. Being authentic. Oh, no. The positive note is simply this. Let's talk about love, okay? Love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give. And when it's love that you're giving, that's everything.
Breakfast Club!
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.